Now, the Blow-Ins of Inverskena is a project that's calling for participants across Inverskena, also known as Kenmare Bay, to take part in a unique survey and video series talking about settling in this part of rural Ireland. The co-director of the Azadi organisation, which is behind this project, is Florian Scheiben from Sneem. Florian, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gary. And first of all, I would like to say as a proud Sneem Blowin who moved here in 92 with my family and who has integrated and lived in part of the Sneem community since then, I feel very privileged and honoured to both work on this project funded by the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, and given the current climate, be able to talk about this topic on your show. This peaceful, kind and open society that we live here, living here in Kerry, is something that we both, locals and Blow-Ins, should cherish, protect and celebrate together.
Indeed. So tell me about this project, Florian. Who are you looking for, first of all, and what do you want them to do? What are you hoping to achieve?
Okay, yeah, so the Blow-Ins of the Inverskena project is funded by the Department of Justice, as I was saying, and it focuses on historical and current migration of Blow-Ins from into the Inverskena or Kenmare Bay, an area stretching from Kenmare to Lamb's Head on the Ebro Peninsula and to Dursey Island on the Barra Peninsula. And we're looking for both locals and Blow-Ins about their experience of moving and integrating into the community. And when we're sort of talking about Blow-Ins, we mean people who don't have seven generations in the local graveyard, which is a substantial percentage of the total population living in the area. And even the people with the most rooted locals, like the O'Sullivans, like yourself, the McGillicuddies and the Sheehans, trace their ancestries to the Milesians, which are said to have landed here in the Kenmare Bay and are the mythological ancestors of the Gaels and are, and we'd argue, Kerry's first fully integrated Blow-Ins. At the end of the day, we all blew in at one point, but over the years there's been different waves of migration, and we'd like to just talk to both locals and Blow-Ins who about that sort of migration process.
Yeah, and also, I suppose, what they found here, you know, participants will be filmed talking about where they came from, how they found here, what's like to settle here, why they love it, all those sort of things.
Exactly. We're looking to talk to them, and it'll inform a book and videos discussing these experiences. You can write to us at contact@azadi.ie or leave us a message on 089-264-1016, or you can find us on social media or go on the website theblowins.ie.
Theblowins.ie is the website to go. That explains what you're looking for. Explains the whole project, really.
Yeah, and like the thing is, you know, migration is a complex and often heavily politicized issue, and there are genuine concerns related to the housing crisis, the cost of living, and the reductions in rooms impacting tourism. But Blow-Ins do contribute to our social fabric, keep our schools and creches open, form part of our GAA teams and other clubs and societies, pay taxes and introduce us to new food and new cultures that we can learn from. They don't take away from Kerry culture, but they add to it. And the evidence shows, despite some claims on social media, that migrants generally have lower crime rates, contribute positively to the economy, and as an ageing population with an ever-increasing number of over 65s due, we are reliant on them for our future pensions and healthcare worker needs.
Yeah, the other side of that, I suppose, is for areas you're talking about, particularly in the Kenmare Bay or the Ivra Peninsula, if we call it that, or Inverskena, as you call it, that we want people to move and settle and start families and contribute to society because you're fighting rural depopulation in a lot of these areas.
Yeah, and like in Sneem and in other places too, we need people for the creches, we need people for the schools, they'll close otherwise. The GA has had issues too. Like, it's great to have people, and to be honest, part of this inspiration for this project really is just the great experience I personally had, and my partner Edel, who I set up this non-profit with, has had with integrating into the same community. And just generally the Kenmare Bay, people come here for the environment and the resonance and connection to it, but also the people and how accommodating and open they are. And an open society is good for well-being, is good for business, And it's something we should appreciate and protect and maybe be wary of foreign influences to change that narrative.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Okay, so the areas we're talking about here, just to give people an idea, it's Kenmare Bay, Inverskeena, the Kenmare River, as you call it that, as it was called many years ago. You're talking
Contentious name.
Yeah, contentious. Yes, indeed, yes. Indeed. Bunavala, Cathardaniel, West Cove, Castle Cove, Sneem, Tahala, Blackwater, Temple Knowe, Kenmare, Tusis, Kilmacalogue, Bunaw, Lorrock, Clondraw, Oireys, Oran, Alahees, Lamb's Head. That's the kind of townland regions and towns and villages.
Yeah, exactly. And it corresponds to a special conservation zone that because of the natural beauty in the area. But basically from Kenmare to Lamb's Head and Kenmare to the Dursley Sound. And on the topic of the Kenmare River, I should probably not go into that one, but it was a glacial river at one point, but it was called the Kenmare River because of they're trying to assert colonial fishing rights, but it is a body of salt water that has whales in it. That would be a point I would make.
Yes, indeed. And that debate will continue, I think forever, Florian. But that could be part of the story that people will tell. So you're looking for blow-ins, but also locals to take part in the story of Inverskeen, the story of living in this area.
Yeah, and a lot of locals would have seen migration through the years different, whether it's German or English or more recently the Ukrainian or some the Syrian conflict. There's been waves over the years and people have personal stories because there is challenges integrating sometimes, but there's also a lot of opportunities to integrate and become part of things. And we just want to hear from people and create a narrative and a story that helps people who move to the area too, and just showcases how great this area really is.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Okay, theblowins.ie is the website to go to. You can email contact@azadi, that's azadi.ie, or you can call 089-264-1016. And there is a deadline of February 28 for expressions of interest if you want to be involved in this project, Florian, so people can get thinking and get talking and make contact with you.
Yeah, well, we'd love to hear anyone that has some positive suggestions and some any sort of thoughts and ideas around it. And all people's experiences will feed into the project, but obviously we'll have to do a vetting process, and then there's only a limited space in the book. But overall, we want to hear from people.
Yeah, and start that discussion. Brilliant. Florian, great stuff. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
That is Florian Shiven there, who's part of that project. Florian Shiven there on the line.